Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza. And for today, it is COVID-19. We've been talking about the pressure that consumers have had. We've spoken a lot around, the pressure that businesses have had. And almost every week, we're talking about the crisis that the economy is in. But for today, we want to zero in on consumers, that's ordinary South Africans, and just talk about personal finances, because it's one of those things that's really been affecting a lot of people. I think during this time, a lot of people have realized they actually don't have a lot of savings. People wished that they had a rainy day fund. A lot of people getting either retrenched or, losing significant portions of their income as businesses have gone through quite a bit of turmoil. So to sort of help us look into some of these issues and perhaps what discussions you should be having with a financial advisor, or how to perhaps better structure your own personal finances, we are joined by Marriott Tappan, who is a certified financial transitionist and a financial consultant at Liberty, together with Ivan Tsimane, who is a senior manager for strategic markets and a financial advisor at Liberty. So we've got the team from Liberty, and we're just going to have this discussion with them and just to hear, what type of advice that they have for us. As a point of departure, I'm going to start off with Marriott. And my question for you, Marriott, is just, what type of financial damage do you see COVID-19 having, caused ordinary South Africans?
Thank you for the question. Yeah, I think, my heart goes out to, to each and every person out there that has been affected, and I think we all have been. But how the damage that it's done financially to my clients, and I'm really just speaking from experience and having really deep conversations with my clients around their salaries that has been cut and how what priorities they had to set into place, to get along and to, to make the best of what's happening in their budget. What are they as a team when we're talking about husbands and wives, what plans are they making together, and how can we sort of like think together. I'm their thinking partner. So I think the biggest thing that stood out for me with all of my clients is that one has to calm down and to see, what is the basis of where you can work from. So get a snapshot of your current situation. Then work around that to see what can one prioritize. What is of the most value? And I think prioritizing is one of the things which a lot of my clients had, that helped them to find out, okay, what can stay, what can go, what risk do we need to keep, what can we minimize? I think in that way, people get a little bit more objective. Then we help them manage their expectations.
Ivan, your take on the financial damage that the current pandemic has caused on the finances of ordinary South Africans?
I want to start back to the 2008 crisis with the subprime lending, where balance sheets were under pressure, personal balance sheets as well as businesses were under pressure. But if we fast forward to 12 years later, we're seeing the same sort of damage and maybe even more. Because you can imagine what some, an event like this, a watershed event like this, does to somebody's balance sheet. Ordinary South Africans weren't prepared for this. So obviously, as we navigate through this critical time, I think it would be ideal for us to just take a step back and think about some of the things that we've done right as South Africans. So have we saved enough? Have we had enough risk cover? Have we had products that can potentially protect us should an event like this occur? And I think the questions that South Africans should be asking right now, most likely, should be, if there was a financial needs analysis done on me pre-COVID, and a financial needs analysis is done on me post-COVID, what will be the outcome? And I can almost guarantee you the outcome is very different to pre-COVID versus post-COVID, because people are now much more aware that their finances need to be looked after, as well as obviously there needs to have some sort of risk protection should an event like this occur.
Now, Mariette, I think on both ends, between you and Ivan, you've sort of started highlighting some of the conversations people should be having with their financial advisors. But I'd like to, you know, perhaps understand first, you know, what conversations are people having with people like you? Like, what are the actual concerns, and how does that differ from where they actually should be?
One of the most common questions, obviously, during this time is, you know, am I going to be okay? You know, how's my net worth being affected? Am I house in order? You know, in terms of my paperwork. And, you know, what I have seen, and unfortunately, 3, 4, 5 of my clients have been affected by death in their families. And suddenly, you know, these questions come up as to, you know, do I really know where's what's going on in my parents' business and their paperwork? And, you know, who do I phone if there's some, you know, something wrong? So there's been, I think, a lot of other questions that I had to deal with just purely from a point of, yes, let's look at our financial planning in terms of risk and investment. I think the deeper effect of COVID and how it affected people's emotions and their lives and their well-being prompted them to, you know, to actually delve a little bit deeper into what really matters and, you know, what if life happens. You know, we all have got these plans and we think that our financial affairs are in order, and then something like this happens, and we then start to realize that we're not all that we maybe have left some of the things which we needed to address, because tomorrow is another day, and then when that day comes, and one then suddenly have got different questions to ask. So I also see that the expectations that people have. And, you know, how they question, how aligned is that now actually to what is my real need? So I think as advisors, and for me, it is certainly one of the things that I would do differently. And on Ivan touching about it is, you know, how can we have these more deeper conversations, more difficult conversations to actually open up the questions that we really need to ask? Like, you know, is this car now necessary to have at this moment in time? And you know, do we have a funeral plan in order, you know, in place that should something happen to me, my family will be okay, and don't need to scratch around for funds in time, which is very difficult. So these are the things that I come across on a regular basis. And, you know, it is for me just highlighting the importance of just making sure that we touch all the bases and not avoid the areas that one should actually talk about. And that is, for example, between husbands and wives. Do we talk about our finances? Do we know what's going on in each other's budgets? Are we really building our future together? And how can we catch each other when there's a problem? Instead of being surprised as to what is really going on with that credit card. Yeah, insurance not in place when there is maybe a case of serious illness or death or, you know, God forbid, any other disability. So that's from my side what I've seen. Small businesses especially, you know, the owners of those businesses have been hugely affected. And the questions that they ask me is, you know, what bridging facilities could have I had in place? You know, what other risk type of cash flow practices could my business have made? You know, how can I speak with my personnel? So there's a huge dilemma, I think, you know, with business owners and how they handle this whole situation. And I think it puts a lot of personal pressure on them because it's a lonely world out there in any event, for business owners specifically.
Now, Ivan, I'm just hearing Mariette talking a lot around how, I guess, the unexpected nature of life has really been emphasized or really, you know, put to the fore given the current crisis, because, you know, there are unexpected things that happen on a daily basis. But it really does sound as if, you know, the last 2 to 3 months has sort of multiplied things and just, you know, put it front and center that people need to be prepared. So I guess from your side, where do you see the actual gaps? Is it that people aren't financially literate? Is it that people just don't take time to get their financial affairs in order? Is it that people just are not aware of their options out there? Or is it that people had sort of taken too much time to pull the trigger on certain decisions, and that this period has forced them to actually really look and examine, you know, some of those issues?
Yeah, so I think what has happened is we were on autopilot, really, when it came to our finances. You know, as advisors, when you speak to clients about the importance of having emergency savings, having risk cover in place, and having short-term insurance, having even solutions like Credit Life, you know, it sort of seemed like a grudge purchase. So it wasn't something that people would put it as a first item on the shopping list. So whenever you have discretionary money, you wouldn't think of insurance naturally. You'd rather pay DSTV and all sorts of other things. But what has happened since is obviously now people have become much more aware of the need to have their finances in place. Whether this is an eye opener for a lot of people or it's just an opportunity for us to reset. And obviously as an industry, it's up to us now to go and educate the masses out there on the critical importance of having emergency savings, as well as having some or other form of risk cover in place, because you just don't know what the future holds. And what this pandemic has done, it's exacerbated that conversation, you know. So we need to have very more or much more robust conversations around topics of financial planning. And I mean, it's up to us to get that message out there to as many clients or potential clients as possible, so that in the future, people are better prepared when an event like this happens.
I guess as a follow-up, Ivan, what have there been any good things to come out of this crisis? Because we often hear all of the motivational speakers talking about how diamonds are created out of the rough and, you know, immense pressure. Has this pressure period, you know, perhaps done anything good for the South African consumer, or is it all just in the negative space?
Yeah, I think there are certain positives that we can take from this pandemic, and the biggest one is, I mean, if you go on Google and you search post-COVID financial relief, you would see that there's a lot of searches that come up there. And that's simply because people are now more aware that they need to treat their finances or take them as seriously as they should have initially anyway. So that's one. And then the other one is, you know, it's sort of forcing families to curb their spending. So there's unnecessary spend. I mean, some families were eating out maybe 3 or 4 times a week. All of a sudden, the finances are not there in order for you to go and eat out for 3 times a week. So now you're forced to cook more. Now you're forced to spend a little bit more time with family, get to know each other. But most importantly, I think even for married couples, the conversation around finances should be had now at a deeper level than before. And even couples who are planning on getting married but don't really know each other's financial status, I think this is a time that conversation needs to happen. So there are a lot of positives to take out of this, but I think the most critical one is to start having that financial conversation. And you can't have that financial conversation without having the expertise of a financial advisor to guide you through the process. So I think this is the right time for people to enlist the services of a certified financial advisor who can help them navigate this nuance.
Marriott, your take on any positives? Has there been any light at the end of this really dark tunnel that we're in for people's personal finances?
Life is definitely changing for all of us. And I think the opportunity to, to strategize differently, with regards to your financial decisions and the way forward, together with one's life strategy, is a fantastic opportunity to just make sure that, you end up at the right, where you want to be going to for the rest of your life. So I think there's great opportunity for, a change of strategy. I think there's a need for change of strategy in terms of how we think about money, how we approach money, the conversations that we have with money, and our behavior when it comes to money. How do we feel about money really? And I think what this time has shown in a lot of my clients is that we can actually do with very little. And I think it is time to make those lists of now, sooner, later, and our priorities as to what really serves us and what serves the people around us better. So I think that is what I've seen, and I really hope, and I think it's encouraging for me to see now that my clients are getting a little bit more hopeful. They're dealing with the realities and not just being in denial, because we all go through these stages of grief when we go through these things. So better, look at the realities and make sure that you're better prepared. Make sure that your expectations are in place. So those are the things which I see as great opportunities going forward. And I think there's a huge need for, what is the best advice? How can you help me make better decisions? How can you guide me? How can we work together in terms of the future, and making sure that all the dots are being crossed at the end of the day, and we can tick off everything's being done, right from my will to my list of things that needs to be in order for paperwork, to my strategy that's being revised, and how can we keep ourselves accountable to live lives that is more, how can I put it, that we feel proud of what we do when we look back at it, and also better examples for our children in terms of how we handle money, how we talk about money, and how we handle these curveballs that will happen all the time, because we are in a life-changing times, and I think we will see these volatile things happen more often to us than not.
Okay, so on the last point, I'll start off with Mariette. On this last point around your outlook for personal finances for the rest of the year, what are some of the things that consumers, that ordinary people should just be looking out for? Because over the last couple of months, there have been a lot of different announcements, initiatives by the government for salary relief. Some banks have given, loan payment relief or repayment windows and some temporary suspensions on, some type of interests. In some cases, employers have also suspended the payment of certain types of employee benefits so that employees have more money at the end of the month. All of these issues, interest rates coming down, all of these things. What should consumers perhaps just be, paying attention to going forward?
Well, I think besides the fact that one has got to really have a good understanding of all the aspects of your finances, the consolidation of it, is to be careful to fall into debt traps. It's going to be like, especially with interest rates coming down, I think it might look very interesting, might look good and cheap to borrow money. So I think one's got to really strap yourself in. I think it's got to look at ways to build up your emergency fund as quickly as possible, get back to your payments on your retirement annuities and your saving plans, those that you have minimized or that has been compromised. And keep the long term in mind. But I think to try as soon as you can to get back to where you were, the things that you had to to change that impact that will impact your future negatively, to try and to just make sure that you get that in order, because it's much easier to bring something down than to put it back up again to where you need to be, if you can. So I would be very, very concerned about, just make sure that whatever you had to change is to put it back to where it was. And don't go and make credit.
Ivan, your outlook and what consumers should perhaps be paying attention to going forward?
Yeah, so I think we mustn't forget that we don't know what the physical impact on a person's health is going to be. Somebody who's suffered from COVID, what that physical impact is going to be on the long term on the human body. So with that said, I mean, it's quite important that people or clients keep their policies in place, because one might get to a point where maybe they might become uninsurable in the future. So you want to avoid that by all means, by obviously having the cover in place and keeping it in place. As Liberty, I mean, we're a business that keeps its clients at the very core of what we do. So therefore, we've provided certain premium relief and premium flexibility options on our various products, just to ensure that our clients are not worse off and they are able to keep their policies in place. And then once things get back to normality, they can obviously then reinstate with full benefits. But I think we need to be consciously aware of that hangs. And then also we need to be talking to our clients about just staying invested. So even through a crisis like this, where you're seeing equity markets are tanking left, right, and center, but you need to be aware that tomorrow will come and things will turn and you will recover those losses. So the minute that you pull your money out now, then it becomes a realized loss. But if you hang in there, it's just a paper loss, and people should just stay the course, stay invested. And if you had a financial plan prior to COVID, now is not the time to go and change it completely, but maybe tweak a little so you can future-proof yourself. And I think those are some of the trends that we're going to see going forward. And I mean, my outlook is a positive one. I think we will get through this. Our personal balance sheets will become stronger, will be more knowledgeable, and then we'll obviously be a lot more better prepared and in better shape should something like this happen in the future.
So that's been us with Marriott Tappan, who is a certified financial transitionist and financial consultant at Liberty, together with Ivan Simane, who is a senior manager for New Strategic Markets and a financial advisor also at Liberty. So we've had the team of Liberty just giving us a roundup of what personal finances are looking like in this time of COVID.
This is Mudiwa's Take.
A very important conversation that we've just had with the team at Liberty just around personal finances. And I think this is something that we probably need to touch on a little bit more because we always talk about things on a macro level. You know, in economics, you have the micro and you have the macro. And we always talk about things on a macro level. The country's GDP is doing this, interest rates are doing that. But bringing it down, literally bring it home, you know, inside the house, the conversations that couples are having, it's very important. And I think one of the things that was highlighted both by Ivan and Marriott is that there needs to be better conversations being had about money and personal finances. For some reason, as a society, we seem to have been indoctrinated into this notion that people don't talk about money and they don't talk about finances. And, you know, without pointing too much blame, I think part of it is perpetuated by the fact that, for example, in a lot of workplaces, employees aren't allowed to even talk to each other about how much people, you know, are each getting paid. And it's little things like that create this, you know, this barrier that leads to people not having more free and more fruitful conversations around money and personal finances. Because the more that we talk about this thing, because the funny thing about money is the fact that we all need money, we all use money. We all want the money, but we never have discussions about this one thing that we all have in common. Money is just one of those things that is a common denominator, whether you are sitting in Iran or whether you're sitting in Soshanguve. Everyone is using a means of exchange of some sort, and better conversations need to be had. And one of the things that I think keeps a lot of people in the so-called rat race is that not enough conversations are being had, not enough financial literacy is given. People aren't aware of what it actually means to be financially literate, to have your options in order, to have your finances in order, to have the right types of insurance and investments in place. And the better conversations that are had, the better that it will be for South Africans and people all around the world, for consumers as a whole. And I think a very good place to start, just as the two were talking about, is enlisting the services of a financial advisor. Perhaps it can be a once-off conversation, one that's had ongoing. You engage this person for in perpetuity for years to come, or someone that you talk to periodically. But just having someone who can objectively look at your situation without any bias and actually help you, to guide you on the best way that you can plan your finances. So that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. And then on Twitter, we're #BDSpotlight. You can also review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gawaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and this is been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.